my automobile. My baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio. With no particular place to go. Riding along in my
to the RCT Pittsburgh. Music for people on the go.
I sent you to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere. And she leaned and whispered in my ear.
Sunday morning brings the dawn in. It's just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know. It's all the streets you crossed not so long ago. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all.
When the light turns green, you go.
When the light is red,
you stop. But what do you do when the light turns blue, orange, lavender spots?
That's when you know you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
When the light turns green, you go.
When the light is red,
you stop. But what do you do when the light turns blue, orange, lavender spots?
That's when you know you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio. With no particular place to go. Riding along in my
to the RCT Pittsburgh. Music for people on the
I
go.
To tell her the way I feel.
is who I told her so.
I got news for you kids who think adults are lucky. Own their own cars and everything's just ducky. Going to bed whenever they want to. If that's what you think, I got a flash for you. It's better than that. Take Saturday and multiply it. Times 54, add 30 more. It's better than that. We have a chocolate eclair about as big as your head. Just before noon, before we get out of bed, we do the things you're not allowed to do. And then we do things you haven't thought of too. Now hang on to your hat. Now hang on to your bologna sandwich. Take 50 grand to Disneyland. It's better than that. If you think that our days are extra warm and sunny, a big pile of toys, a pocket full of money, with nothing to fear because we're big and tall. We're never in school because we know it all. And you can believe that. It's better than that. More comfy than a secret hideout. By quite a bit, just think of it. It's better than that. By quite a bit, just think of it. It's better than that.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh. WIUPFM, Indiana. Hello, family of Jim Rogers. WMCO, New Concord, WSAJ, Grove City will be coming back soon, we hope, WNJR, Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM, McKeesport, loudspeaker.fm, Fort Collins, Colorado, Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at area code 515-605-9542, and Simple Radio, tune in at Radio Garden, Streama, and other internet radio stations and streaming sources where you can listen online, including slbradio.org/radio. Lots happening on today's program. We have a pop quiz coming up in just a few moments at 7:20. We have Matthias Svalina and Gail Aronson of Write Pittsburgh with details about a special online writing workshop for teens. At 8:20, Mark Masterson of City Theater Company will be by to talk about its production of Live from the Edge. Playwright Montese Freeland and Michael Mikita the Third will be here at 8:35 to talk about Calopsia. I think I'm pronouncing that correct. Calopsia at the New Hazlett Theater opening October 7th. We have students from the Carnegie Library Teen Media Awards with discussions about 3D art, fashion, and invention at 10 o'clock. Students from Three Rivers Young People's Orchestras at 10:35. And then a Latin jazz trio called Trio Nova just after 11 o'clock. All on today's Saturday Light
Love
Brigade.
Is a song. Love has got a melody. Sing it along with me. Love is a song. Love is a song. Love is not a short, short story. It goes on and on and on. Love is a song. Love is not a drama. Love is not a one-act play. It's more than just the words you say. Love is a song. Love is not a novel. Love is not a book for sale. Love is not a fairy tale.
Sally Rogers and Claudia Schmidt getting us started on today's Saturday Light Brigade. What a busy week I had. I can't tell you how happy I am to be with you and to have an ability to relax this morning. Checking something with our equipment as I pause there for a moment. One thing I can tell you is that Chad Green, our director of, our manager of production and distribution, I need to write these titles down to help me remember them, and director of operations Robert Gray, achieved a major upgrade to our studios, for real. One that is about, I hate to give it a percentage. There's always more work to do, but all the equipment in front of me is new and shiny and pretty. And hopefully I'm going to know exactly what to do and how to do it as I work through it today. We'll have a maiden voyage together. We also made a lot of progress on our studio design as we work through it. Which is exciting for us. And spent a lot of time thinking about better ways to serve the community. Everybody in it through audio and radio, and it made for just a great week. I hope you had a good week as well. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a pop quiz charge. It's time for our pop quiz. Let's see if you can earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our pop quiz. I've got just the thing to mix in with that soda water in just a moment. Our pop quiz challenges you to come up with five words that are four letters in length that start with the letter G and end with the letter L. Five four-letter words that start with G and end with L. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Again, we are looking for five four-letter words that start with the letter G and end with the letter L. I would give you an example, but there are not too many of them. 412-200-5975. Here's hoping we'll hear from you. And here's Todd Burge. We're going to go against the instructions he gives us in this song, but it is early in the morning for us to be together so far.
I told my kids the story of my family history. Now I'll never get back what they once thought of me. Up to now it's all been made up make-believe that I've told so many times I started to believe it too. Water my whiskey down. Freedom is a hoax. It rode here on a boat like a huddled up mass that screwed up the winning pass in a championship game where no one knows your name. But aren't we all to blame as we all call the play? Sink down to the bottom, I would never come back up. Swim with the fishes, way too wasted to speak. Tell them all my secrets, let my soul spring a leak. I love you.
us now, bid you farewell. Oh, I'm free again. Yes, I'm free, free at last. But sometimes it makes me wonder all the visions. Mother's gone, but not forgotten, sleeping in her sweet repose. Here's her girl, all broken-hearted, listening to the wind that blows. Oh, I'm free again. Yes, I'm free, free at last. Sometimes it makes me wonder of the visions of the past. Yes, sometimes it makes me wonder of the visions of the past.
That is new from Norman Blake. Tune called I'm Free Again. And you also heard Todd Burge, Don't Water My Whiskey Down, recorded live in our studios on September 29th, 2018. Lots of answers to our puzzle came in looking for four-letter words starting with G and ending with L. Ross came up with Gil, Gull, Girl, Goal, and G-double-O-L, that kind of ghoul. Tommy, Russ is in King, North Carolina, where he's adjusting to the new Southern accent that's a little different than Apollo's accent. Tommy in Virginia has a sentence. I know a girl who is fond of Vince Gill and has a goal of finding a gull with a lot of gall, or she could wind up in a goal, G-A-O-L. I did look up the definition of G-A-O-L, but I forget it already. It's another word for jail. It's actually pronounced, let me find it. Make sure I'm pronouncing that. Correctly. As soon as I clicked on it, it took me to jail instead of goal. It's probably Joel, I would think. No, it's a hard G. Goal. There's some etymology there that we could look through as well. Leslie had goal, as in scoring a goal, and girl. And Gael, G-A-E-L, Gull, and Gull, and Gill. Dan had those same words. He's in Squirrel Hill, and Leslie's in Oakland. Neil in Greencastle has goal, and the jail version of goal. Also, Gale, spelled multiple ways. Geal, G-E-A-L. I don't want to play Scrabble against you, Neil. Let's see what that is. Geal is a legitimate word, meaning to whiten or brighten, coming from congeal. Linda came up with girl, Gale, Gull. Gale, Gull, Gill. G-A-U-L, and goal. Jim in Crafton Heights came up with all of the ones we've mentioned earlier, as did Maureen and Lou of Point Breeze. Good morning to Mike and Mars. And I see Tom in McCandless has a theme, or a sentence, I should say, along that theme, which I'll share with you in just a moment or so. So many great answers coming in. Thank you for participating. Tom says, Gail, a cousin of Charles, was vacationing in Gaul, where she found a gull on a tree and decided it was her goal to determine whether it was a girl or boy. And then a Napoleon gull swept in to capture it. Bob in Washington has girl, gill, gull, goal, and gull. And Michael has gull, gull, and gull. Thank you for playing along with us this morning.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Segments featuring Christine Bethea from Women of Visions, artist storyteller Allison Babushi, singer-songwriter Mark Williams, the cast of the Alumni Theater Company production of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, the Pittsburgh Savoyards with selections from Princess Ida, and Roger Day and Janice Coppola of Kleslectic are now available at neighborhoodvoices.org. You can also hear thousands of other on-demand features from our archives. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
Strong, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Say, Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, I was born one morning when the sun wouldn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. The straw boss said, well, but company to the company
store. That is a group called Backline, and that's brand new into our studios, the song you recognize. Tommy, thank you. He did a little more research. The word jail, when spelled G-A-O-L, pronounced jail, it's a British variant, G-A-O-L. That's one I didn't know, and it's one of our words of four letters that starts with G and ends in L.
Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are proud to support the Saturday Light Brigade. Time tickets are available at pittsburghkids.org. The museum is open Wednesday to Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Museum Lab is open on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5 p.m. Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are filled with opportunities to experience kindness, joy, creativity, and curiosity. Capacity is limited, social distancing and masks are required. More information about health, wellness, and tickets is available at pittsburghkids.org.
We are in the midst of our carathon at SLB. If you have a car, boat, or motorcycle you no longer need, please consider donating it to SLB. By visiting slbradio.careasy.org or calling the number I'll give you in a moment, our partners will arrange for free pickup from anywhere in the U.S. and handle the paperwork. Proceeds from their sale of the vehicle will be credited in your name as an SLB donation with a tax receipt issued for your use. This is a great way to get your old car to a new home while also supporting SLB. Visit slbradio.careasy.org or call 855-500-7433. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our history. Are you ready? Born in 1899, he debuted as host of a television series on October 2nd, 1955, that brought 10 years of good evenings to CBS. The TV show's theme song was The Funeral March of a Marionette, and it set the tone for what came next. Prior to television, he had success in a career with over 50 creations on a larger screen, ranging from Blackmail in 1929 to Family Plot in 1976, and a few better known ones in between. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. So happy to have you aboard. I hope you'll consider calling. Born in 1899, he debuted as host of a television series on October 2nd, 1955, that brought 10 years of good evenings to CBS. The TV show's theme song was The Funeral March of a Marionette, and it set the tone for what came next. Prior to television, he had success in a career with over 50 creations on a larger screen, ranging from Blackmail in 1929 to Family Plot in 1976, and a few better known ones in between. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234.
Path for me to follow through the apple tree.
Hey, Johnny Appleseed,
you taught me everything I need, and I will follow where you lead,
Johnny Appleseed.
What a time to be alive, so early in the morning, when the warm fire of the summer sunrise set the skies ablaze. We wandered deep into the wilderness and back again. Journey I'll remember till the end of my days.
Hey, Johnny Appleseed,
you really are a friend indeed. You left a path for me the apple tree.
Yeah, Johnny Appleseed,
you taught me everything I need. I will follow where you lead, Johnny Appleseed. Down through the year, nothing really changes. Somewhere deep within us, we're the same as we were then. If I could see you coming through the meadow, though I'd gladly go that happy way with you again.
Hey, Johnny Appleseed,
you really are a friend indeed. You left a path for me to follow through the apple tree.
Hey, Johnny Appleseed,
taught me everything I need, and I will follow where you lead.
Johnny Appleseed. Hey, Johnny Appleseed, you really are a friend indeed. You left a path for me to follow through the apple tree. Taught me everything I need. I will follow where you lead, Johnny Appleseed. Thank you.
There you've got Trapezoid at the Saturday Light Brigade. From the days when we had bands with names like Trapezoid and Pentagle. I don't know of a rhombus. You also heard Steve Gillette and Cindy Magson with Johnny Appleseed. I can't tell you how many Facebook posts I saw last night of folks talking about how much fun they had at the Mavis Staples concert. Larry, thank you for the email you just sent about how much you and Van enjoyed it. And thanks to Janice Birdley Wilson at the August Wilson Center for African American Culture. Janice has been just lighting the world afire, so to speak, in terms of what's going on at the August Wilson Center. And there's more great things to come. Whatever Janice proposes, she gets no noses. She's a great person. Linda came up with the correct answer to our history riddle. Let me give it to you again in case you missed it. Born in 1899, he debuted as host of a television series on October 2nd, 1955, that brought 10 years of good evenings to CBS. The TV show's theme song was The Funeral March of a Marionette, and it set the tone for what came next. Prior to television, he had success in a career with over 50 creations on a larger screen, ranging from Blackmail in 1929 to Family Plot in 1976, and a few better-known ones in between. 412-200-5975. Ricky's standing by to take your call. Holly called with the correct answer. 1-888-752-7234. We are live, and we would love to hear from you. I mentioned Linda got the correct answer. Russ in North Carolina also got it. So did the aforementioned Mavis Staples loving Larry in Elwood City. My brother played with Mavis Staples for a series of gigs and absolutely loved it. That was years ago, and she's still going strong. Tom and McCandless got the correct answer. Tommy in Virginia did too and mentioned how much that song still hangs in his head. John and Carrick, good morning. He got the correct answer. As did Mike and Mars. And let me take a look on Facebook. I've been remiss to check Facebook answers over the last few moments. I sometimes forget this early in the morning. Looks like we're up to date. Oh, here's somebody. Bonnie. Oh, no, that's just from not just from last week, but that is from last week. Facebook has this way of changing its interface, I think, weekly. And then they let me test it Saturday morning. I think they test it Friday night. Yes, Linda Shafito, good morning. Nice to have you playing along. Oh, Bruce is going to play along here. We'll get Bruce on the radio in just a second. It'll be fun. It's Bruce will be the very first caller on our brand new system here. So Be gentle, Bruce. Are you there?
I am here. Okay. A brand new system.
A brand new system. You can hear me, and I can hear you.
This is good. Why was it? How was it an improvement over the old system?
Oh gosh, got an hour. No, it's a. Well, Google Dante Audio. That's all I can say.
You know what? You've said enough right there.
It would probably be a snooze to talk about it, but it's interesting. I think people listening love radio, so I'll mention a little bit. It's got a combination of mechanical faders and touch screens, and also even more extends the ability to move audio around on skinny little wires, you know, which is kind of amazing. I'm kind of a nerd at heart, so it's kind of fun to look at all of these technical tools.
Well, they're good. You know, they're good, especially with we've been going through with the quarantine and pandemic and people working from home, and it's really handy to be able to move things around online.
Well, it's
have more access.
It's just amazing, and we've been. We settled on technology, and ultimately we didn't just create new things for the purpose of creating new things, but our expansion.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah. Our expansion is getting closer and closer. The building permit is in place. The materials are starting to come in, and we are getting it done, and this will help us integrate. We'll have five studios when we're done, and this will help us integrate everything that's going on. So it's pretty exciting. I get a chance to see if this will play, too. I'm sure you recognize that.
Yeah, which marionette was it?
Which marionette was...
The funeral march.
The funeral. I don't know. That's a good... It could have been Punch or Judy. I think those were
Howdy
marionettes.
Duty.
Howdy Doody was a marionette.
Mortimer Snerd.
Was he a marionette, or was he just a...
I thought he was a marionette also.
You know, he was one of Edgar Bergen's, right?
He was another one of... I think he was one of Howdy Doody's compadres, Mortimer Snerd.
That might be. I do know that... Edgar Bergen, oh gosh, what is the book? Candace Bergen wrote a book that was not particularly kind to her dad. I guess her dad treated his marionettes or his ventriloquist dummies very much like children, like his own kids.
That's kind of creepy.
Perhaps even better than his own kids would be the best way to put it, given if you read that book, what she has to say. And that's a little frightening.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
I've got an answer.
Okay, it's a childhood story, Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod, right?
Winkin' and Blinkin' and Nod, yes.
So
he's Secretary of State now, by the way.
That's kind of where I'm asking, because he was in town this week, and he was staying at the William Penn, and Oliver Avenue was closed.
Huh.
So somebody came into my office. They said, Oliver Avenue is closed because Blinken is here. And I said, what about Winken and Nod?
And did they look at you like they had no
idea? Everybody looked at me like they what are you talking about? I said, Winken, Blinken, and Nod. You don't know that one? They're like, we have no idea what you're talking about.
Wow.
I don't know.
That was a standard childhood story, right? Winken and Blinken and Nod.
Well, that's what I thought also. But
every time I hear him speak, Secretary of State Blinken, I almost said Winken, Blinken, I think of that. And I'm sure he's had that his whole life, too.
I would think so, too. I thought somehow, I don't know. I thought that was kind of common knowledge.
Let's see. Mortimer Snerd was a wooden dummy who sat on the lap of Edgar Bergen. Holly helped us with that. Oh, and Candace Bergen's book, thank you, Michael. Mike and Myers, I knew the book had an interesting name. It was called Knockwood.
Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy.
Yes, and Edgar Bergen's career didn't seem to take a hit whatsoever when suddenly he moved from radio to TV, and I guess they just the camera just shot him at the right angles, but his lips were moved quite a bit. The ventriloquism on the radio worked much better for him, I think.
Well, he always did. He was famous for those arguments that Charlie McCarthy had with W.C. Fields.
Huh.
They had an ongoing radio war. And W.C. Fields would say to Charlie McCarthy, "Is it true your father was a gate leg table?" Charlie McCarthy said, "If it was, your father was under him."
Well, Alfred Hitchcock is the correct answer to our hysteriddle.
He is, and I remember I was supposed to say that.
Oh, that's okay.
That's all right.
We knew. And he would walk into his own profile. That, to me, was the favorite part of the show, where he would walk in to his own profile, and there he was.
And I also remember what really gave it away was the good evening part.
Yes, good evening.
And I remember that being parodied on the Flintstones.
Mm. Yes.
Good evening.
I do remember that. My goodness. Very good. Well,
it took a little while for that memory to come back.
Well, I think the Winkin' and Blinkin' and Nod people, or those that didn't know Winkin' and Blinkin' and Nod, will maybe it'll eventually come to them. If maybe they'll Google it, maybe something will happen.
Maybe they're laying in bed like thinking, and they're thinking, and it just pops into their head.
Hard to say. You just never know.
You do never know.
Well, a charge to you. Well done, and see you one of these days. Let's see, Pitt. Is Pitt today?
Pitt's, we're playing Georgia Tech in Atlanta.
Ah, I saw. You're not. Are you going to take your Learjet to the game?
No, I'm not. No, that was a lucky break.
Yeah. Thanks, Bruce. Well done.
All right, Dr. Bye bye.
A charge to you. Also, Bruce had posted a picture on Facebook going to the Pitt game in a Learjet, not Norman Lear, not Edmund Lear, but Aviator Lear. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you knew we were looking for Alfred Hitchcock, and another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up. Hey, the equipment works so far. Bruce got on the radio. He could hear me. I could hear him. And I can say, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PC TV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio.
Sailed off in a wooden shoe, sailed on a river of crystal light into a sea of dew. Now where are you going and what do you wish? The old moon asked the three. We've come to fish for the herring fish that live in the beautiful sea. Nets of silver and gold have we, said Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod. The old sang a song as they rocked in the wooden shoe, and the wind that sped them all night long ruffled the waves of dew. The little stars were the herring fish that lived in the beautiful sea. Now cast your nets wherever you wish, never afeard are we. So sang the stars to the fishermen three, Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod. Thank you.
through to the stars in the twinkling foam. Then down from the skies came the wooden shoe, bringing the fisherman home. 'Twas all so pretty a sail it seemed, as if it could not be. And some folks thought 'twas a dream they dreamed of sailing that beautiful sea. But I shall name you the fisherman three, winking, blinking, and nod. Winking and blinking are two little eyes, nod is a little head. And the wooden shoe that sailed the skies is a wee one's trundle bed. So close your eyes while mommy sings of wonderful sights that be, and you shall see the beautiful things as you rock in the misty sea. Where the old moon rocked the fishermen three, winking, blinking, and nod. Winking, blinking, and nod.
May Robertson at the Saturday Light Brigade. Winking and blinking and nod.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Ever wonder what Ricky does here? She just was waving her arms at me out in